Beatles later.
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on March 23rd, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal.
Strike
two. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
I love Bonnie. Happy Easter tonight. With baseball season starting up, we thought it would be cool to talk to Dan Gordon about his book, Haunted Baseball. Later, the mighty Stanton Friedman is back.
I can't wait for that, man.
Me either.
Happy Easter.
Well, happy Easter to you too, Scott L.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do today?
Oh my gosh. Ate like a cow. Well, I guess cows don't necessarily eat ham, but...
You grazed?
I guess I grazed.
I thought I saw you out front of the winery here this, you know, a little early before the show.
There were some luscious dandelions, you know.
Yeah, moving around on all fours.
Yeah, that's how Doug rolls.
That's how I roll, yo.
I roll.
I roll like a cow, yo.
Yo, I
Move.
Roll.
Move. Moo.
Yo.
Moo. Yeah, cow's in the house. He's destroyed this bit.
We've lost it already.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while. So we were gone last weekend.
Are we on the air?
Oh. Yeah, we're on the air.
Oh, we kind of are.
Oops.
We were gone last weekend to the Just Say No to Orbs event/tour.
Phenomenal.
Had a great time. If you have not checked it out yet, we're going to be getting pictures up here in the next couple of days. Tom and Amber took a bunch of pictures. I just have to get with them and get pictures from them to put up on our website. But in the meantime, the audio from that event is up.
I know. I've been getting emails about it already.
We cranked it up. Yeah.
Everybody's like, are you going to put up your... slideshow presentation up on the web.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I don't know. I guess I should.
Oh, it's so up there. It's up there. It's been up there since Monday night.
Well, the audio, but not the slideshow.
Oh, you mean the slideshow?
They want to know what the pictures are because I.
Well,
I,
you know what? Give that to me. You don't have it with you, do you? Is it on that machine? Is it on your
no,
laptop?
No, it's on my work laptop.
All right,
don't tell anyone.
Well, no. All you gotta do is just send it over to me, and I'll put it up.
Oh, actually, it might be on my keychain.
If it's on your thumb drive, give it to me tonight, and what I'll do is I'll put it up next to the archive.
Okay.
Of your discussion, so people can download that along with the audio.
It's a PPT though, so I think that they may have to get a.
Well, I'm sorry, the Mac and Linux users are gonna have a real problem with that. The Windows users are in hog heaven.
But, yeah, that's true.
But no, yeah, if it's just a PowerPoint presentation, well, okay, buy a Windows machine. What can I tell?
Sorry,
I don't like them either.
It's gonna cost me $1,200 to look at Doug's slides, and there's only 11 slides, so it's not that great a deal.
Well, it was a fun weekend, man. It was really great to see Tim and Trish again, who are our dear friends. Tim and Trish from Encounters Radio Live.
Oh yeah,
EncountersRadioLive.com. Check them out. Tim came there and did his thing. Jason Gowan was the man.
Yeah,
he handled the whole event. I should get to him last.
He's the host with the most.
He was the host. Nathan, whatever his name is, was there.
Yeah,
Schoonover.
Schoonover.
Thank you.
And we actually slammed him on that again. We always slam him on that.
We were bad.
We kind of just fell into the spot of MCs for the evening, and you did double duty. You were one of the presenters along with one of the, you know, the one of the MCs for the evening. And, yeah, we had fun making fun of Nathan all weekend. That was fun.
Yeah.
I was only there for the first two nights, though. And I had to go back here on Sunday. So
that's right. I kept it up.
You stayed there through Sunday night. Yeah. So we'll have to get to some of that, too, because I like to hear what happened Sunday night.
Oh, it went 6 hours. It was the longest one we had.
6 hours?
Yes. 2 hours and 10 minutes over.
How'd it go so long?
As a matter of fact, it was so funny because I said to Trish earlier, I said, yeah, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to say, yeah, I'm Doug, as you know, and I have some slides and stuff, but, you know, I just wanted to tell you I went to the sauna bed and breakfast, and do you have any questions? And I was just going to wrap it up there and be done. That was going to be my whole presentation.
Yeah, yeah.
I ended up talking for the full 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's shocking. Doug talking a lot.
Yes.
No, well, it was a really good presentation you did, though. And you, I mean, you put this thing together, I know for a fact. You put this thing together, like, relatively fast.
Well, I had all the raw materials, because Sean B. of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, which follows us on OmniSound, Sean B. had given me all his photos.
Yes, yeah.
And I, of course, I recorded the EVPs that I was going to use. They're not EVPs, really. They're, you know, audible voice phenomena. I mean, they were a disembodied voice, I guess, phenomena.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So those were mine because I recorded them, you know. So I had to take all these things and put them together into a presentation. And I literally did it in about an hour and a half. It sort of wrote itself because I knew, I was there, so I knew the story.
Yeah.
And so I just had to decide. It was mostly what am I not going to say rather than what am I going to say.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
there's so much information about Whispers of State and about what I wanted to talk about, the audible voice phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much information that I had to whittle it down to about between 30 and 45 minutes, and that was the most difficult.
Yeah. Well, I know you were kind of ripping your hair out the day, that Friday, because we should explain this. Okay, we all went through Canada.
Yes.
To go there. Thinking, okay, we're gonna shave like an hour off of our time going
to
Canada.
An hour and a half. It's 99 miles longer to go through the United States.
So it's like,
which is an hour and a half, according to, one of them mapping services online.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I'm just going to zip through Canada. I already live at, 23994. It's just like a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, you're right there. You're closer than we are.
Right. It's a hop, skip, and a jump to the bridge and that goes from Port Huron to Sarnia.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm on the 402, take that to 401, take that to Queen Elizabeth Way, take that through Buffalo. And I'm in New York, and I'm only a couple hours away.
Yeah.
Hour and 52 minutes. Before I was, from when I pulled into line.
Hour and a half for us.
So basically you could have done either and it would have been a wash.
It wouldn't have mattered. Well, actually, wait a minute.
I was 22 minutes in the hole.
How much did we spend to get through Canada?
It was dirt cheap. It was like $1.50 or something.
It was cheap to go through the whole country.
It's only $3 coming back, though. So it would have been $3. It would have been double the money. It would have been an extra $1.50.
So if you want to look at the bright side, you saved $1.50.
Right.
I mean, we all saved $1.50 going through Canada.
Except for you sat there for an hour and a half with your car running.
But how much money did we waste in gas sitting there? Yeah, exactly.
So your car was running either way. So
needless to say, I think our behinds were completely chapped.
Yes.
I know you were upset. We weren't too happy about it.
The thing is once you get into Canada, you can't call and complain to anybody, because if you call from Canada, you're running up international phone rates.
Yeah, you're killing yourself. You're going to spend more money.
Right.
So you might as well just keep your mouth shut, look straight, and try to get to the country.
So I had to. So I did get to complain to Larry, and I got to complain to Craig while I was waiting in line for that hour and 52 minutes.
As soon as you cross that border, forget it, man.
As soon as I cross the border, I turned my cell phones off. And I'm like, well, I'll talk to you guys in 3 hours.
I don't want any phone calls here.
Right.
I think, actually, that
don't text me, don't phone me, don't do anything while I'm in Canada. Because
I got I'm going to get slammed because I did some texting when I was there. I totally forgot about that. I'm going to get killed on my next bill.
Well, the Rogers phone company will appreciate you a lot.
Well, I was on, what mine said, like, that company starts with an A and ends with a T.
Yeah.
That's who I... You know,
kind of hard to crack that code, isn't it?
Well, it's like...
Adamant? Adamant.
Adamant
phone company, yes.
No, that's who was my carrier up there, so we'll have to see what my bill is next month. I'm sure it's just going to crush us all. It's going to kill us. But yeah, we kind of killed the whole idea.
$22,000 per tax.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm wondering, I mean...
And in American, that's $80,000.
Uh-huh. Did you see the gas prices there?
There was no way I was going to buy a liter of gas.
$11 and like 10 cents.
I was not going to buy a liter
of gas. And I was whining about paying $3 a gallon here in Michigan. I'm like, oh, my God. We only made one stop there. That's the thing. You know, our time got so screwed up. We left at exactly 3 p.m.
Yes.
On Thursday. I mean, I looked at my watch, and we were just starting to pull away from the winery.
And I left a couple of hours later. I left at about 5.
We pulled in at midnight.
Ooh.
Tim Yancey was waiting for us, and we pulled in at exactly midnight. So it was a 9-hour drive for what should have been about 7-hour drive.
Yeah.
So we were not very happy about that. Like I said, we only stopped in Canada for like 10 minutes because, you know, Amber always likes to stop and get the weird... cool snacks
in both French and English.
Well, they had
the directions for your snacks.
Yeah,
you know, les open des packages and stuff.
Les eat,
yeah,
les munch, les don't choke.
Snack.
Yeah, exactly. They had the ketchup chips.
Oh yeah,
which I have to say were divine. I wish they make those things in barrels because they were really good. And then they had some Turk's Delight. It was really gross, but we had the ketchup. Potato chips. Those were really awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, we were all, like, the whole presenter staff for this event stayed at one hotel, right? We all stayed pretty much, and the majority of us stayed, like, all, I mean, they worked
and
out
I
great.
I think any time you called it Le Pit de Motel.
Le Pit.
Yes.
But, well, yeah, it wasn't the greatest of hotels, but it was great having everybody together.
Yeah.
That was really cool because we all just kind of poke our heads out and go, hey, what are you doing? You know, and we all hung out together. Even on our off time, we were able to talk.
Well, I like that place. I know you guys had different kinds of rooms than I had, but I still like that place.
Well, I think there was a dead hooker stuffed down the drain in the shower.
See, my shower was awesome because I was in the older building, and the shower has wonderful water pressure, and it's a fantastic shower head.
And I find that ironic that you said that, too. You mentioned that when we were there that you were in the older building, where we were in the newer building, where apparently, like, they built it and that's it. They just kind of, like, left it alone. And I think the Irish built it, too.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying this because Dennis Leary talks about that.
Yeah.
How the Irish love to put paneling up everywhere.
Yes.
They put paneling up. And that's when I walked into the room, I'm like, well, Dennis Leary was right. The Irish must have built this place because it was all paneling in there. And like I said, the shower was nice. The pressure was good. I mean, I do rate, that's one of my points, one of my stars is the water pressure in the room. It's a big plus for me. And that was great. But when you're like up to your, above your ankle in water.
That's bad.
You get kind of scared.
Yeah.
You get kind of scared, like, okay, I don't want this tub to overflow, which will lead us to another part of our shower experience that I'll tell later. You're going to die when you hear this one.
Well, I have to say I had a blast because we got there Friday, we got there Thursday night, worked from the hotel Friday.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what we did Friday night. Oh, we did the show. That's right, we did the show. And
got to meet Ron, super cool guy. Yeah. He was at Waverly Opera House. Really cool.
I did the presentation on my own, and that was a conscious decision.
It was good.
And thank you, Scott, for supporting me through that.
Oh, yeah.
And I enjoyed it, and I needed to do a presentation and entertain.
I kind of sat in the hallway and talked to people. That was cool.
And entertained 65 people, and I did it, and I feel
and that was capacity for that place. They jammed it. I mean, that was a small... When you say, and I won't lie to you, when Jason was like the Waverly Opera House, I'm thinking like, you know, like Muppets. You know, all that stuff up on top of the big huge things, the magazines or whatever. But it's a smaller place. But that was cool, though.
It was really
cool.
It was like
a really cool theater setup, but like kind of condensed down.
It was an awesome venue.
Yeah, beautiful place, beautiful place.
And so 65 people per night, and it was sold out all three nights. There's pictures up on Satan's Face.
There is?
Right now. Yeah, I put some up in my albums.
Okay.
To show the sold-out signs.
Okay.
There's one of the presenters with the sold-out sign, and then another one with the presenters with the sold-out sign that was on the marquee.
All right. So satanswebsite.com/GTDoug.
Yes.
And you can look at those there. We'll get some, like I said, we're going to get some more pictures. We're going to get pictures up on the Ghostly Talk site, too, also to check out.
So then Saturday, we did another show, but that was immediately preceded, or immediately, what's before, preceded by? Yes.
Yeah.
A little celebration.
Yeah.
Which was absolutely incredible. They had everybody over to the house, to Jason's house.
Yeah, Jason's grandma, it's his house, his grandma, it's his grandma's house, too.
And
so we got to meet grandma.
Yes, we got to meet Grandma Gao.
What a nice lady.
And she,
stop eating.
Yes, she force fed us. It was awesome.
She actually had a cattle prod out, and just putting food on the end of it and shoving it down our throat.
And, excuse me, we had a cake. You guys,
yeah,
saying happy birthday to me,
for
which was
birthday.
Really, really, really sweet. I really appreciated that.
Wednesday was your birthday, right?
Yeah, but we weren't together until the weekend, it worked out absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it worked out really. Yeah,
my birthday. We preceded my birthday by a little bit, by a couple days.
We actually that day too. Well, we should go back to Friday night, because we did the show Friday night, which was just splendid. People had a ball. Got to hang out with Paula and Scott.
That was fantastic.
Paula, you never really got a chance to hang out with
her. I only got to, wave to her, and I think I tried to give her a hug, but there was, eight people in the way. And
Paula and Scott came out to hang with us, because they're about an hour away. And if you guys don't know Paula, she's our T-shirt model.
Yes.
She also helps us out. She's helped us out with our graphic work with James for the stickers and for the T-shirts. All that graphic work that was done for all of our merchandise and whatnot, that's Paula who helped us out with that. And she's helping us out with some new stuff right now as we speak, too.
She's awesome, and it was so good to see her.
Yeah, Paula's a great chick, and Scott, her fiancé, is equally as cool. So it was great to hang out with those guys also.
Absolutely. And then Friday night. That was Friday night.
We went ghost hunting Friday night. Can't forget that.
Did I go ghost hunting?
Oh, you didn't go ghost hunting.
I didn't go ghost hunting. I went back to the hotel.
You wussed out. The rest of us went on ghost hunting.
I was a wuss, yes.
We went to the Church of the Damned.
Church of the Damned.
Jason Gowan took us to the famous Church of the Damned. We've seen it in...
Kenny was there?
All these people. There were so many people there, it's hard to remember. Kenny and Donna were there.
Yeah.
Kenny Biddle, a lot of you guys know from Pyra. Really great group. We've had Kenny on the show before. He's also an American Ghost Watchers, starring as himself, which was pretty accurate. That's Kenny, all right.
He is the inventor of... The creator of the sucker.
The sucker. He was also making us do, throughout the weekend, he was grabbing everybody aside with his video camera, going, "Hey, I want testimonials of the sucker."
Yeah.
So we all had to give testimonials of the sucker.
Ooh, I didn't do mine.
Oh, you're in trouble.
I'll have to... I'll just get one when... Because Kenny and Tanya are going to be up in a couple weekends.
Kenny Biddle was there. He came out with us. We actually went to the Church of the Damned Friday night, which I think maybe should have went Saturday night, but I think we would have been tired regardless, because Friday night it was just super wet. It was so wet outside. It was raining like crazy. And this building sits in a field which is basically just mud.
Right.
You know, and I wear pants now, so that poses a real big problem.
And we're all happy about that, by the way.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
I appreciate
here's
it.
Here's the crappy part about it, though, is that you get dirt on your brand new pants. Brand new jeans I have, and they're getting beat up on already.
We have been living with that for years.
I don't know whether we have to buy
the club.
I'll have to say I'm glad I wore pants that night, because it was super cold
in
there. It was super cold. And it was a really cool place to check out. A couple of weird things happened. I got to go through my audio still. I just have not had any time to get through it with everything going on this week. But Jason was nice enough to take us out there, take the whole crew, except for you. You didn't go at all.
Neither did Nathan, I think.
Nathan was with us that night. Nathan was with us Friday.
Who was it who didn't? It was just me who didn't go?
It was you.
Oh, Andy and Tanya.
Andy and Tanya didn't go.
Yeah.
So the three of you went back to the hotel, and the rest of us sat out there.
Because we wussed out.
We got home back to the hotel.
As a matter of fact, I now remember what happened. The reason is because I was asleep most of the time. I pulled into my... I dropped Andy and Tanya off, pulled around, pulled into my spot. I even left my cell phone in the car, which is very uncharacteristic of me.
Yeah.
I went into the hotel room, and I turned on the TV, which is also uncharacteristic of me. But the Golden Girls was on. And I don't remember a thing after that. I don't even remember B. Arthur complaining about anything. I just absolutely passed out until knock, 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 knock. And Nathan was trying to get in the room.
That was about 3 a.m., and we pulled him right around 3 a.m.
Meanwhile, evidently, my cell phone lit up, because the next day I go out to my car and I get my cell phone, and it's like, I had 3 pages of missed calls.
From who?
From everybody. From Bonnie, from Sean, from... I mean, just everybody called that night.
Oh my God.
And I had not only left my cell phone in the car, very uncharacteristic of me, but also I went and turned on the TV and passed out, also very uncharacteristic of me.
We passed out too.
It was a stressful day. Friday
was a rough day, man. Friday beat us all up and we were all burnt. So Saturday we actually got a little. No, we didn't. Who am I kidding? We didn't get any sleep. We were up at like 8 o'clock in the morning. I thought we'd get some sleep, like a couple solid hours, but
well, we did the show on the little party thing at Gowan's grandmother's and his house, and that was pretty cool. We did the show on Saturday, which was amazing.
Yeah, equally
fun. And then we ended up back at the hotel.
Yeah, Saturday the original plan was we were going to go back out ghost hunting again to go to some places. And I know Nathan and I talked while I think maybe you were speaking. We were out in the hallway or the lobby area, and Nathan's like, what do you plan on doing later? I'm like, dude, in all honesty, I'm like cooked right now. I didn't get barely any sleep last night, and I really kind of, you know, the original plan was, I'm like, Nathan, we haven't had any FaceTime in a real long time just to sit and talk. You know, why don't we get together and hang out and grab something, you know, just, you know, get some cola or whatever and just sit down and talk for a while at the hotel. And I think that kind of caught on throughout everybody else. I think everybody wanted to go ghost hunting, but they were afraid to say they were really tired, you know, and they wanted just to chill out. And the pizza.
Oh, man.
We had pizza Friday night when we were setting up. And I'd love to. What was the name of this place? I want to pimp them really bad.
Crack Cocaine Pizza or something?
That's pretty much what it was.
It was phenomenal. I have no clue.
It was like pastry with sauce on it. And the sauce was...
It was like buttery pastry.
Oh, my God. It was the greatest pizza I ever had, man. And I mentioned that to Gowan. And he's like, we'll get more tomorrow. We'll get more. They're open at like 1 o'clock in the morning, man. Cool. So... I think, you know, the whole idea, like, we were all burnt out Saturday night, kind of caught on throughout the rest of the group when we were all done. So we sat and talked with people, hung out. Norman Bryce, we got to meet Norman Bryce, who emailed us before.
That's true.
Long-time listeners.
True. Which was awesome.
It was fun letting them pick our brains. I always liked it. It's great.
Well, I think they talked mostly to you because I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
It was fun talking to those guys. They were really cool. And I'll be talking with you guys more later on.
Howie's is the pizza place.
What's that?
Howie's
Pizza?
That's what I'm being told.
We need to get that stuff freeze-dried and shipped across the state.
They need to be able to do that. Yes.
That pizza's phenomenal. What we did...
International delivery.
International delivery. Flying it through Canada. That'd be great.
What do we have here?
Pizza. That's all it is. Oh, is this a bomb? No, it's pizza. It's good pizza. Saturday night, though, we ended up going back to the hotel, and Gowan went and got another tray of this pizza for us. Just a mow on. And
I know. When I got back, there were two pieces left for me.
Sorry, dude. There was like nine people in that room just ripping that tray apart. You're lucky they got a tray.
Yeah, that's true.
There'd have been nothing left for you.
That's true.
So we just basically sat and hung out and just ate pizza Saturday night after the show and just BS'd and talked and had a great time. And Sunday, we were done. We were pretty much, I was done. You guys had another show to do, but we all went to breakfast together, which was totally thwarted, but I got thwarted out of that one because of work.
Yeah. I'm
phone calls written. That's not your fault. Hey, I put a day in. I don't care. I'll get paid.
That's true. Oh, how did that thing work? Did you end up using the little converter on the way home?
It's phenomenal.
Excellent.
That's how I finished my work.
Excellent.
We were on the phone back and forth the whole trip home and until about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, working back and forth, and that thing didn't miss it. It was great.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear.
Yeah, your converter. That's in my bag still.
Okay.
I have to give that back to you.
I'll see you.
It's right here. But yeah, we had a. Everybody got together for breakfast. We got on the road. Half of us got on the road, and then half you guys stayed. That's kind of
After you guys got on the road, we went and went and did the show.
Yeah,
and it ran long, 2 hours and 10 minutes long. We were just evidently didn't want to end, and then we went back to the hotel, and Bryce came in.
Oh, did he?
He came back up to visit
us,
and we went to we went and got Chinese food or something. Yeah, Chinese food. We ate the rest of the birthday cake. We ate the Chinese food, and then Bryce and Nathan and Gowan and me went back to our room, and then Gowan and Nathan took off to go get some photos of the Church of the Damned and video. And Bryce and I ended up talking until they got back. I mean, it was just insane. We talked about it was just like a ghostly talk.
Yeah, Bryce is the man. Bryce
yeah,
is cool.
He was actually grilling me at one point.
Well, that's the thing.
And I'm like,
know?
I feel like I'm a guest on my own show.
And that's what I told Bryce though Saturday night because you know we were talking the same way, and he's like, you know, he mentioned something. I'm like, no, dude, I love it when somebody asks us questions like this because it means
too.
You're listening to this show. You really care. So thank you. It makes me feel good that people are really paying that much attention to the point where you know more than we do about our own damn show.
Right.
You know, like, oh, you know, you should have told it. Why? What do you want me to do? But
I'm glad you did that. What were you thinking when you asked this question of that person?
That's what I
usually
thinking.
Don't think anything.
Yeah.
I think, what color is the sky?
Yeah,
you know,
bird.
Yeah.
Dog, paint.
I'm not that good at that
candle
deep stuff. But yeah. I have to say, I had a very enjoyable time. And then I ended up talking to Nathan until after they came back. We talked until pretty much almost sunup about everything. Pretty much mostly ancient Mesopotamia or something. And I literally passed out probably mid sentence.
I would do that too.
Woke up, worked from the hotel the entire day. I wanted to skip out like about 3 o'clock. I couldn't. I ended up leaving at 5, and I got home at like 2
Late.
In the morning. I got home Late. At 10 minutes to 2 in the morning.
Oh my god, that's
it was insane.
Well, I have to mention too, Sunday that we were talking about the bathroom, right?
Yes,
we were showering. And
we
oh my
we
you
were showering
out. Hey, no,
wow,
conserve water, man.
Yeah,
come on, I'm a humanist.
Yeah, Doug and I are going to be doing that in a couple weeks.
We certainly
I heard yes. This pen doesn't work.
Oh, for
excellent.
The love of God,
give me that sharpie will do it. That's
here.
Fine. I just want to put the time down. Yeah, anyways though, so no, the shower though, that was the other complaint I had about the shower was
there were too many people in there.
Good point.
It was packed. I don't understand.
Well, no.
This episode, by the way, when it gets to archive form, it'll be like half an hour less.
No kidding. No, the other thing I was scared of is that the shower curtain was a little bit nasty. And the thing was this is one of those magnetic shower curtains that kind of likes to stick to you.
Yeah.
So like, every second I'm kind of like watching my side.
I had a very friendly shower curtain.
And I'm like, this thing's gross, right? This thing's totally gross.
And
so finally,
hugs you.
Finally, I just go, you know what? Yeah, exactly. Finally, I say, you know what? Screw it. I'm done with this thing. So I'm like, how much water can I actually get out of the tub?
Oh, no.
So I flip it over the top of the thing. I'm like, screw it. Now we can shower in peace. Get done really quick. Come out. And I step into
a
swamp.
Yes.
And I'm like. And I thought, okay, just a little bit of, no, it's like puddles, like, just like.
Wow.
Like, there's a current. Like, there's.
It was affected by the moon.
Yeah, it actually had a
tide
coming
in.
And I'm like, oh my god. And I'm like, well, it's just in the bath. No, it got on the carpeting, too.
Oh my god.
I'm like, oh, Tom is gonna love us for this, cause he put his names on the room.
Wow. You guys are awesome.
Thankfully, Tom came in and saved the day, grabbed a bunch of towels, we threw them down, and dried it down. Sort of. That's probably the first bath that bathroom's had, actually.
That's
in a long
true,
time.
That's
I'm like,
true.
We're doing this guy a favor by doing this. Whatever,
yeah.
Man. So, yeah, be careful with the shower curtain, guys. Don't doubt the importance of having a shower curtain or a shower curtain liner in your bathtub because it really does save the day. You can really make a big mess. I'm proof of that.
Exactly. I don't know what to say. I am actually speechless. You did a good job. And thank you for cleaning the bathroom at the luxurious place. In Horsehead.
What was that cat's name who ran the place?
Suresh.
I made a funny comment the night we got there.
Suresh.
Because he was like, oh yeah, your friends, they're right down the, you know, they're right there. I'm like, oh man, we're gonna mess with them. We're gonna be going nuts driving. Well, come on, take it easy now. We don't want no. I'm like, dude, kidding around. Chill out. You know, he's one of those people. It's his business.
He's very serious about it. He's very serious about it. And Doreen is the night manager or whatever lady and the maid and the everything.
Yeah,
she does everything. And she called me every morning.
Why?
Hey, Doug. Do you want towels today? Do you want this? Do you want that?
They did
that?
The
Are
same
okay?
thing for us, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't... Yeah, she called us going, you want towels? And we're like, no, school.
Nathan kept answering. He's like, hello. And she's like, hi, Doug. Bye. I'm not Doug. Oh, well, hi.
Wow, Nathan
towels?
Sounds like me.
Yes.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about Horsehead slash Waverly slash the Just Say No to Orb's Horror. I want to talk about a little bit about Easter, too.
Yes.
Let's talk about Easter. I think it's topical.
But why?
But why? You have to go finish your Easter dinner, Bonnie.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
That's cold now.
You go eat. We're going to go chill out. We'll be back after this.
Ghostly Talk!
Hey, Scott O. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash in my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Are you seeking the darker side of Paranormal Talk Radio? Look no further. Look at Laughter65.com. This is a paranormal radio show, hosted by Tommy Golden, sponsored by the Tennessee Ghost Chasers. In Search of Paranormal Radio Show talks about all things on the dark side of paranormal. So tune in live on Thursdays and Fridays from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. Central Time Zone.
Women's International Study of the Paranormal is coming to Bentonsport, Iowa, May 23rd through the 25th, with guest speakers such as Patrick Burns, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, Mary Ellen Hammack, Lisa Dwalaby, Rose Pressy, and many more. The Women's International Study of the Paranormal is hosted by Donna LaCroix of Ghost Hunters International, Jackie Carpenter and Elizabeth Corey of International Paranormal Research Association, Inc., Christy Hinkle of Celestial Paranormal Research and Investigations, Marie Cipriano of Southern New England Paranormal, and Haunting Assistance Radio. Go to www.wispexpo.com to register now. The Women's International Study of the Paranormal is now accepting vendors to display their items at the conference. Also, we are offering special packages for new sponsors. All inquiries should be sent to info@wispexpo.com.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk.
It's a pretty good ham, Doug.
Why, thank you. It's actually my dad cooked it, so.
Yes, I must thank Doug and his family for feeding me on Easter.
Well, my mother wanted...
I just started grazing on her plate, literally. So I my face in there what she was trying to eat.
My mother won it at a feather party, and then my dad cooked it up.
Yummy. I just threw it in between two pieces of bread.
Bread. It was very good.
Where is your mind tonight?
Apparently there's no consonants in my
apparently
my
it's on bed.
Vocabulary.
It's on bed, yeah.
It's on bed. I just took two mattresses. I don't know what's going on. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And I'm losing my voice.
We're I did that in the Great. First half hour. I want to say that during the live broadcast of Ghostly Talk, which is, of course, 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. We have the chat room open. If you go to www.ghostlytalk.com, you can click on the link.
You should be in
chat
there.
Chat when live.
Yeah, you should be in there.
You should be.
You should be in there.
Right now, there's who? Duzerin. I don't know if I can pronounce it. Devin, of course. Hi, Devin.
Nathan.
Hey, and Bonnerific.
Yes.
He's always in there.
Tanya just had to leave to eat dinner.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
Well, it is Easter, so I don't expect many people to be in there tonight.
That's true. Tonight's
live listenership will be down tonight.
I expect everyone to be in there. I don't care what day it is.
If Bonnie's
if
here,
I'm here,
they need to be
they
there.
They can be here.
Yeah.
a couple things I want to mention something here real quick.
I also want to say, of course, happy Easter to everybody, and also the, oh, oh yes, the breaks. Ghostly Talk breaks.
Yeah.
Independent music. Give it a shot. Give it a listen. These independent artists have become a cornerstone of Ghostly Talk. Our breaks. We need our breaks. We really do.
It's a real strong subject of discussion when we're out on the road.
Yes.
I found that people, you know, Bryce and Norm actually asked us about that, too. Like,
yeah.
You know, don't you guys think you want to take this thing and, you know, make it into something, you know, like, you know, big, you know, get your own TV show or whatever? And you know our answer to that question.
That'd be a horrible TV show.
Yeah.
Not on Comedy Central.
After I laughed hysterically at that question, I was like, you know, we really like doing what we're doing here just the way it is. And we like to support the independent artist. This is an independent show. That means we have control over it. It's what we do on this show. We don't have anybody telling us what we have to do. We don't have anybody editing our shows the way they want them to sound. I'm the one that puts the shows together at the end. I do post production, and we don't chop anything out. We don't need to. We think it stands on its own. Why should we be editing things out and stuff like that? Unless it's a complete wreck. I won't lie about that. We've done that before. We've had like the phone line take a crap on us, and we're trying to fix it. And who wants to listen to that? Right.
Right.
I don't think it's unfair or it's an injustice to our listeners to go and chop that little chunk out because it's like 5 minutes of us trying to figure out what's wrong with the phone line.
Right.
But the material, everything.
That's what you get when you do a live show.
Yeah,
sometimes.
That's what happens. So I don't think cutting that out's a big deal. But I mean, like, as far as content, anything. I mean, look what we talked about last weekend, for example. Or, I'm sorry, weekend before with Heidi Hollis.
Right. Amazing.
I mean, that's a really touchy subject right
now.
And you're not going to get that anywhere else, period. Yeah. You're not going to get that anywhere else. That, I mean, it's not, you know, something that I may not agree with everything Heidi had to say as far as her beliefs and whatnot. I think she's phenomenal. I think Heidi, we both look up to Heidi, like, you know, as a friend and a mentor in a lot of ways. But she was really scared about coming on the show about that. For, you know,
mm-hmm.
she was nervous about it.
But I keep going back to, I trust Heidi.
I trust Heidi 100%.
And she says that happened, that happened.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I just said, simple. Like, I may not agree with everything, but she may have altered my perception on things, too.
She made me think.
She made me think.
And I like that. I honor that. I really like that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate all the listeners. Happy Easter to everybody listening, because... you know, without you guys, it would just be us talking, and we can do that anywhere. So, and we
we'll
do.
Instead of doing it here, we'll do it at the Coney. You know?
Right, right.
Speaking of independent artists, too, I got to mention this. We got a nice package from Scorpios.
Yes,
from EVP. Oh, boy, and the disc is flying out of this thing. Scorpios emailed me earlier this week. If you guys don't remember Scorpios, he was on the show a couple of years ago, and he has a project called EVP, simply called EVP. And it's an audio project, and it's like, it's so weird, this stuff. He uses electronic voice phenomena in his music.
Yeah.
As an artistic piece of artistic expression. And he's been working on this project for a very long time. We've played his music several times on the show here. We've had him on the show, like I said before, and he sent us a box. I mean, a box of 10 copies of his new album. Called Postmortem Canticles of Necromancy. Yeah,
wow.
Wonder what that's about. Heavy stuff here, but it's really, really interesting stuff. We got a bunch of copies of this thing, so I think in the next couple weeks, I'm going to start getting some contests put together for the listeners.
Okay.
And if you win, we send you a copy of it. And this isn't just like, you know, some like, you know, rip CD off your computer. You know, with a paper
really
label. I mean, this is in a DVD case, for God's sake. And look at the book in this thing, too. This thing's
That's awesome.
It's like a poster.
Why don't we also, like, I think we could do a couple on the show through contests, but we should also, when we go to those conventions that we go to.
Yeah.
Because I really want people to go to conventions. I think that they're very important. Otherwise, we wouldn't go. And I think we might take, you know, three or four and pick a couple conventions and do like a drawing or a contest or
mm-hmm.
or something.
Yeah.
At a convention.
This is really, yeah. I mean, this isn't like, this is like not necessarily Ghost Hunters tools, but it's like, this is a really cool thing to check out. If you're into EVP work, that's what this guy does, and he puts it into his music. It's really sweet. So, yeah, we can
Amazing
do that. We can
stuff.
Use that for raffles and whatnot. Anything to get the word out about this guy. He's from Germany. We've had him on the show from Germany.
Yeah.
And he sent this to his label is here in America, and they sent us 10 copies of this thing. So we're gonna unload a couple of these things, and it's really cool too. I mean, it's right up my alley, black and gray.
Is there a website on there?
Yeah, the website is projectevp.com.
So yeah, so if you're not going to enter the contest and things like that, go to projectevp.com. Check out what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpios independent music.
Also
incorporating EVP.
He's at Satan's website too. Talk to the Dead. So satanswebsite.com/talktothedead.
Excellent.
So yeah, he's all over the place too. Really cool guy. Thank you, Scorpios, for sending these things. One of these copies is mine. I don't care anymore.
I'm taking one.
Yeah, you take one. We'll take our copies, and then the other 7 we're going to give to the listeners. You guys, they're all yours. So cool.
There I just need to put it on my iPod somehow.
This is really nice to do this.
No, I don't.
This stuff. I mean, I've heard a lot of these tracks.
I don't do
unlicensed
stuff
heavy.
Anymore,
cool
except
stuff.
For Menomina. It's the only unlicensed thing I have on my iPod.
Remember our buddy Richard Klontz?
I remember Richard Klontz. Richard Klontz runs.
He's somebody we need to get on the show.
Yes, ghosttoghost.org. Amazing fellow. They've been doing all kinds of stuff in the Southern California area.
Yeah, really cool guy.
I keep up because when you go to our website, www.ghosttalk.com,
we have a news feed.
Over on the left on the bottom is a news feed from his website.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I keep up by, you know, looking at that.
Yeah, definitely really cool guy. We do have to get him on the show. He drop in some time. We'll have to work on that.
I think he's the one with when they went on a ghost hunt. Of like a theater kind of thing, they opened up the door, they poked their head in, they didn't hear anything, but when they played the thing back, it sounded like a party was going on.
I remember that. Did he play that for us on the show?
Yes.
And that was like years ago.
And I totally remember it because it had that kind of effect on me that I absolutely remember it like it was yesterday. It was mm-hmm. really, really bizarre.
Well, he has a new website he's working on. I guess it's the companion of ghosttoghost.org, and it's called myg2g.com.
MyG2GSpace.com,
yeah. It's a social networking type site for paranormal. And this is another one, which I think is really cool. I'm really liking, there are the big ones we know, Satan's website, Satan's Facebook, whatever that thing is.
Satan's face site.
Satan's face site, whatever. And there's like Satanster, what's Friendster?
Oh, Satanster, yes, whatever. Yes.
They have that one. I don't even know that one's still around. There's these big ones, but I'm liking, like, you
I
know.
I don't either. I do one.
I do one. I'm too late. Yeah,
the premier Satan.
We have a Facebook account for Ghostly Talk.
Do we?
I put one. I registered one, but I just haven't gotten around to like doing anything with it yet.
So it's like an empty shell.
Yeah, it just sits there. It's just Ghostly Talk on there. Whatever. So I'll have to get. I'll have to go in there.
It may have friends waiting. Or
probably. I haven't looked.
Are they called friends on there, or are they called faces?
You have to learn all that new crap. I don't want to do that.
I know.
But no, I'm liking. There's like, you know, of course, I Am Haunted. Alan.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Alan Rupner.
You know. It's an independent site, but he runs that thing on his own, and it's the same type of format, but it's for the paranormal community.
Right. It's geared toward paranormal friends finding other paranormal friends to talk to, which is exactly the reason I like conventions.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
And conferences. You get to talk to primarily paranormal friends. So IamHaunted.com is phenomenal for that.
Yeah, good site. And then there's a new one here that Richard Klaunch has put together called MyG2GSpace.com. That two is the number two. So
right.
It's MyG. We'll link it up. But you know what? I'll put it up on the website tonight on the homepage so people can check it out. MyG2GSpace.com. Paranormal MySpace photos, videos, blogs, private pages, and more. So all types of neat stuff on there. Check that out. We'll keep pumping that for a while. I want to see people hop on there and help Richard out on there in his venture with that. He's been around for a number of years, so
he does amazing work.
Do we want to talk about the Easter Bunny?
Well, it makes sense.
Should we do this?
Yeah.
Should we just shatter all the younger listeners, their hopes and dreams of the Easter Bunny and how wonderful and cute he is? We should do that, do you think? It's our job, too, I think.
I think so, too.
All right, cool. I was, you know, it's topical.
It is.
It's topical.
Yes, this is the particular weekend to talk about the Easter Bunny because it wouldn't make all that much sense. Next weekend, for example.
Well, yeah. Basically, I found a cool article by Jennifer Emick on About.com. About.com's got some great... They always have cool articles.
Absolutely.
A lot of the stuff I post up on the website, for example, comes from About.com. I have an About.com news feed on my my iGoogle page and all that stuff.
Right.
There's another Satan. We'll just call Google Satan. How's that sound?
I like that.
Satan. When you Satan it... Right?
Satan. I Sataned that.
Google we'll call him Scott Satan.
Scott who?
Satan Scott.
Satan Scott.
Satan okay. Scott. All right, sounds good. I'm going to read some from this article. Jennifer Emick wrote this thing. It's a really cool article. Have you ever wondered where the celebration of Christian holiday celebrating the resurrection of Christ acquired its unusual name and odd symbols of colored eggs and rabbits? Have you, Doug?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was just talking about this. Yeah. I was on the phone at a Speedway gas station, which is where I get my gas, because it's right there at the end of the street. Mm-hmm. And I was on the phone, and somebody said something about the Easter eggs. And my brother Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And something about Easter eggs. And I said, well, it's sort of a sign of fertility.
Well, hang on. We'll get into that.
And and he's like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah. You know, I mean, come on. Bunnies and eggs. It's all fertility stuff. It has, you know, nothing to do with, like,
more bleep
you know,
worship.
Jesus living or anything. So it was just really, really bizarre.
Well, according to Jennifer, the answer lies in the ingenious way that the Christian church absorbed pagan practices.
Yes.
After discovering that people were more reluctant to give up their holidays and festivals than their gods, they simply incorporated pagan practices into Christian festivals. As recounted by Venerable Bede, an early Christian writer, clever clerics copied pagan practices and by doing so made Christianity more palatable to pagan folk reluctant to give up their festivals for somber Christian practices.
Right.
So basically, we're having some common ground. In 2nd century Europe, the predominant spring festival was Rosh's Saxon fertility celebration in honor of Saxon goddess Easter, which is it's Esther with it's the R is it's reversed. The R
right,
reversed.
Right.
Ostara, whose sacred animal was a hare. So it's a rabbit, whatever. The colored
eggs.
H A
R E.
Yeah, H A R E. The colored eggs associated with the bunny are of another, even more ancient origin. The eggs associated with this and other vernal festivals have been symbols of rebirth and fertility for so long, the precise roots of the tradition are unknown and may date to the beginning of human civilization.
Wow.
Ancient Romans and Greeks used eggs as symbols of fertility, rebirth, and abundance. Eggs were solar symbols and figured in the festivals of numerous resurrected gods. Heavy stuff. Pagan fertility festivals at the time of the spring equinox were common. It was believed that at this time, when day and night were of equal length, male and female energies were also in balance.
Mm-hmm.
Hubba hubba.
Fertile.
The hair is often associated with moon goddesses.
They didn't even get an expression out of Bonnie. I can't believe that.
The egg and the hair together represent the god and the goddess, respectively.
Yes.
Moving forward 1,500 years, we find ourselves in Germany, where children await the arrival of Aster Haas, a rabbit who will lay colored eggs in nests to the delight of children who discover them Easter morning. It was the German tradition that popularized the Easter Bunny in America when introduced into the American culture fabric by German settlers in Pennsylvania.
Aster Haas actually lays the eggs in the Easter basket?
Yeah. Colored ones. Aster Haas.
That's pretty talented.
We're almost home here. Many modern practitioners of neo-pagan and earth-based religions have embraced these symbols as part of their religious practice, identifying with the life-affirming aspects of the spring holiday. The neo-pagan holiday of Ostara is descended from the Saxon festival. Ironically, some Christian groups have used the presence of these symbols to denounce the celebration of the Easter holiday, and many churches have recently abandoned the pagan moniker with more Christian-oriented titles like Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah.
So there you go, guys. There's where the Easter Bunny comes
Jesus
from.
Lives.
Yay. God.
Wow.
Yay, Jeebus.
My eyes are watering from that rendition that you just did. Thank you. What's her name?
Your eyes are watering.
I think there's dust. What's her name? Jennifer.
Jennifer Emick.
Jennifer Emick.
Jennifer Emick. Thank you for writing such a cool article on that.
But we, I think we talk about like Christmas as well one time and
a long time ago.
I think we
never did a show on Christmas, have we?
Not on Christmas.
I think we did
no.
a show like a very close to Christmas one
yeah.
year, and we talked about Santa Claus
yeah.
and like how he wasn't the nice guy that everybody made him out to be, and how he was a you know. St. Nicholas was like this really cranky dude or whatever. I don't remember the
That's just like
anymore.
Me. I'm a really cranky dude. I just smile.
Well, I remember seeing a picture of like a rendition of the real St. Nicholas and he had like fangs and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like
but also like the tree, you know, the Christmas tree has, you know, that's from pagan
a lot of those practices come from pagan.
Yeah, pagan festivals and things.
And it's and another example here, and this is just kind of backs it up too, is that yeah, they're absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really squashed out, but in order to get more people involved with you know with yay God, they just kind of absorb it into the Christian faith.
I don't think that has anything to do with getting people involved with yay God. That's getting kids involved in the holidays. That's it. Period.
You think so?
I do not associate Easter with bunnies and eggs. I don't.
What do you associate it with?
What you're supposed to,
what's
in
that?
My mind.
In your mind? With mm-hmm. with Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds good. So that's what you think, though.
About what?
Well, as far as the Easter, I mean,
that's mainly for kids. It gets kids involved. I think Santa Claus is the same thing. It gets kids involved in the holiday. That's it.
Okay. I'm not trying to squash anybody's hopes and dreams, but when did you find out, for example? Well, the Easter Bunny's a good example of that.
Okay, my parents told me that those fairs that they put on in the strip mall parking lots
mm-hmm.
were for the employees and their kids, right?
What fair?
they're
talking about.
You know, like at the trade center when they have
yeah, okay,
fairs
the fair,
and
yeah,
like
the
that.
Carnival, yeah.
Yeah, so my parents weren't about to sit down and tell me anything. I had to find out the hard way by embarrassing myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you found
like, I found out that the fairs were for anybody when I was in college.
Are you serious?
Well, when did you find out the Easter Bunny wasn't like a real thing?
It's not?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, you just crushed Doug's hope.
I just, there we go. My job is done.
Probably when I was 8 or 9.
I'm trying to think when it, I can't remember. I think, honestly, like Santa Claus, well, I've told that Santa Claus story over and over again about me myself peeing the bed when I was a kid.
Right.
And I was told, yeah, well, I don't want to get into that, but, you know, I think that was when I was about 9 years old.
I have older younger. Brothers and sisters. I found out when I was 5.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I was an only
I had
child.
To have been older than that.
I was an only child. Well, only for 2 years. But
for you 2 years. You were the oldest. I was the baby.
That's right. I was the oldest
And
child.
It was like once my brothers and sisters found out, they just had to kill Christmas for everyone. That's pretty much how it was. You're still enjoying Christmas? Stop that.
So. Well, according to the article here that I just read, that the Catholic Church incorporated
those
things Catholic, together. So.
That is known.
They incorporated those in to kind of, I guess that would be another facet of that, though, Bonnie, would be to get the kids involved.
Right.
It's all about the children.
I think we should dance around
that
the maypole.
That sounded like such sarcasm.
No, I didn't. Did it sound sarcastic?
To me, it did.
I'm all about the children.
Do you remember what you said to me 2 weeks ago?
What
Don't be a breeder.
Yeah.
You're all about the children.
Well, I'm all about the children.
So I guess I am.
They're not mine.
So I'm either, if I'm not being sarcastic, I'm being a hypocrite.
I love you, Scott.
Yeah, I did make the breeder kind. Breeders. You're a bunch of breeders. I think
well,
there's too many kids in
Bonnie,
my life.
By the time she's 38, I think it is going to determine whether she wants kids or not.
My only problem with kids right now is the ones that are in the restaurants and I'm trying to have a quiet meal and they're screaming their heads off. I've told you that.
Yeah, I know.
Other than that, I got no problem with the little kids.
And I was
cool.
told to tell you by Jamie, our fly girl, that she does plan to be a breeder, so take that, Scott.
Oh. Have fun with. It's your money, not mine. It's your body, not mine either. I mean, yeah, go ahead and have all the kids you want.
I was just told to tell you that.
I can't tell you what to do about birth control. I mean, you do whatever you want to do about that. Why are we getting on this for? Why am I being put on the spot?
Because you said it's all about the kids. I'm all about the kids.
Okay, I was being sarcastic.
And
fine.
I found it a contradictory statement. That's all.
Well, thanks for pointing that out, Bonnie. I appreciate you keeping an eye on me here while we do the show.
That's what I'm here for.
What's the true meaning of Easter? Everybody getting
Bonnie,
along.
Bonnie pissing
him.
Me off.
I have done my job.
No, it's cool. No, I did say that to you a couple weeks ago. About
And you called me Amber. Don't ever do that again.
Did I call you?
Yes,
you
did.
You Amber?
At that point. You said, don't be a breeder, Amber.
Ooh.
Yes, you did.
That was a Freudian slip right
there. Yes,
yes. I don't think I told Amber about that either.
Good idea.
She'll probably hear it now. Great. Thanks, Bonnie, for bringing it up on the air.
You did 2 weeks ago.
I think it's time for a break. What do you guys think?
I like that plan because
I think we should keep going.
This whole half hour, can we chop off the entire hour of Ghost?
We just said we don't add the archives.
I know, some shows have like content that's worth airing and putting in the archives and some don't.
Like what? That was a good, I think that was good to talk about the Easter Bunny.
Yes.
All right, I've had enough.
I wish I had vetoed that idea.
What's wrong? There was something wrong with that?
I mean, I love that show.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.